Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
Pray for us.
Pray for us, for sure. We have a special guest today.
It's a surprise. It's a surprise for everybody. It's a surprise to us. We had a wild Thanksgiving week.
It's a surprise to me.
Damn it.
Oh my God, Billy.
Which changed our entire schedule. So we are at a last minute surprise for us all. And so you heard him. Billy is back. Let's just do it.
That's what she said.
I'm gonna hurt you.
You kind of set that one up.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
Hey guys, I'm Carly.
And today I was thinking.
Wait, we were just letting him do that?
Yes, we're just letting him do that.
What's okay. Your name?
William Lewis Genesius Gutierrez Mayo.
Okay.
Did you say, what did you say?
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. So today, my thought was, it's the holiday season, family's in town, and what goes better with the holiday season than family guilt?
And alcohol.
And family guilt put together.
I have no guilt, and I do drink alcohol.
Nobody is drinking alcohol yet, but we're going to need it halfway through.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, this is a mistake. But we love a good family guilt. Billy's home. We guilted him into doing this.
Do we love a good family guilt?
Yeah, sure. It's the holiday season. Guilt tripping. You ever heard that holiday tune?
I think that's a Dave Matthews song. Guilt tripping, and I'm tripping Billy's.
So guess what we're going to do for your pleasure, our pleasure.
That's what she said.
We're playing 20 questions with Wild Thunder.
20 questions. I wasn't told what this topic was until right now.
Wild Thunder was Billy's stage wrestling name.
Stage wrestling name. Is not what it's called.
It is today. And what we're going to do is ask him 20 questions of things that we want to know about our brother. And what we want you to do is to take these questions and ask your brother or sister these questions and learn a little bit about them, about you. And it's going to be so fun.
I do probably need alcohol for this. Do we have any? Here. Nice.
Here we go. What's something you wish you could have told us when we were kids?
What's something that I wish I could have told you, like, that I know now?
Sure.
Oh, God. You're going to need to be Eagles fans.
That we should have known.
I probably would tell you the importance of saving money.
Would have been good to know because we still are learning that lesson now. So you
speak for yourselves.
You save money?
Yeah.
She finds pennies and puts them in her pocket.
I do.
That's how I paid for my first tattoo.
With pennies?
With pennies off the street?
That's probably not a good tattoo.
I went with you.
Again, probably not the best.
Oh my God. Keep going.
What's Victoria's most annoying habit?
Honesty. She needs to lie more.
I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
Honesty. Honestly, it's the honesty. It's the honesty for me.
I am scared to know. What is my most annoying habit?
Kindness. Ugh. Quit being so kind.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say that.
That's sarcasm. There's no way you believe that.
I'm 100%.
He doesn't like how nice I am.
Just be soft. Say no. I mean, be less soft. Say no more often. Be mean sometimes. God, the world is harsh.
Yeah, he's never liked how.
You're just like, you're like a Care Bear.
Listen, Care Bear stare.
Care Bears stare.
Don't look at me.
Do you think our parents had a favorite kid?
Yes.
Who?
Me.
It's him.
You know that?
Yes.
Because he moved.
Are you kidding me? I'm the prodigal son.
If you lived here, you would be the worst one.
If I was a Bible verse, it would be the one about the prodigal son. When I return, the world stops.
That's what we call you.
Yeah.
Everybody knows we call you the prodigal son.
100% me. I'm the best.
It's me.
and I'm the better actor of all three.
Okay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
You are a good liar.
You are.
My pants are on fire.
What memory of us still makes you laugh?
I can't say it on the podcast.
Okay.
What? Wait.
I can't say it because it's going to go down a rabbit hole and people are going to
think.
Can't say it.
Okay. Well, maybe just keep it in your memories and laugh about it by yourself.
Yeah.
But that also seems odd. That,
nothing weird ever happened. So we, please know that.
That we played a game called Get on the Billy.
Oh.
Yeah. Pedro just looked at me from up over his phone. Yeah. That's
no, we
yeah.
have to describe
no, we have
it.
To explain.
It. Billy would get on all fours yeah, and
still not good.
Be a horse. I'm going to choose it was a horse. And the game was to jump on him and get on him and not, he wasn't, he would try to push us off. So we would just constantly be tackling him.
No, but you would try to ride me like a horse.
Yes.
And then I would have to buck you off.
Yes. But we would jump back on.
Yeah.
You just did it with the kids the other day.
Yeah.
And the one to stay on the longest basically won. But in my opinion, this was all to avoid helping mom clean the kitchen.
Also true.
So we were like, look, mom, we're playing.
Wait, I didn't know that.
And in all honesty, I was trying to hurt the two of you.
Yeah.
If we're being 100% honest.
It would be. Victoria would like smack her head on the wood coffee table.
Mom didn't childproof the house. So we had wood sharp edges all over porcelain stuff. So yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good memory. It was called Get on the Billy.
Let's not say that again.
Okay. Which one of us would you want to give the eulogy at your funeral?
Ugh, neither. That would be so sad.
Okay, who would do it better?
Who would you want to
Are you dead now? Did you just die?
Not me give you.
No, yeah. Me or Victoria, who's going to do the better eulogy?
You would cry like a blubbering baby.
Yes, so Victoria. I would. Yeah. Victoria would get through it. And that's true. I agree with that answer. The one answer I agree with. What was your biggest insecurity as a teenager?
Are we really doing this like dark shit right now? Like, is this really what we're doing?
I'm flipping back and forth from like really funny to like some things I want to know and you have to answer.
I don't know if I want to put this out there for the world to hear.
The world's not listening, trust me.
That's actually funny. Okay, my biggest insecurity as a teenager, so 13 to 19.
Thank you for the specifics.
Thank you. I was... I don't
know. Do you want us to go first?
No, it was probably my weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're really?
Yeah. Probably why I got into lifting and all that stuff. And
wait.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at that.
What would you think it was?
I was
having all girls as sisters and mom in the house.
Oh, I know.
Like being the
me.
Only boy. You say it, you've been saying it
oh
for
my God, Billy.
42 years.
That was what I would say because Rocky was the only dude in the house. That never bothered
that
me.
That was our Bichon dog.
I didn't care. I don't mean Rocky Balboa, by the way. Although he is a real person.
Wait, we came home with Rocky with our dog and it was a little white Bichon and Billy was so mad because he wanted some big like German Shepherd kind of dog or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was so angry that he sarcastically named the dog Rocky because it was this small little white puffball. Like he thought it would be funny to be like, yeah, well, you're going to bring that home. His name's Rocky.
And then fell in love with him.
Yeah. Okay, we don't need to.
Moving on.
What song or movie scene makes you cry without fail?
All of them.
Yeah.
Movie scene? I don't.
Okay, song.
I don't know, song.
Free Willy.
Yeah, Free Willy's pretty good.
On Eagle's Wings.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How would you spend your time if you didn't have to worry about money at all?
Traveling.
Would really?
Oh God, yeah. Literally, I'm not talking like to Norristown. I would travel like I wouldn't go visit the quaint, beautiful town of Norristown. I would travel the world, absolutely.
Okay, I thought it would just be like spend all your time at CrossFit, but
I would find CrossFit gyms all over the world.
Okay, there that sounds more.
And buy t-shirts.
God. Yeah.
If you could have any job, what would you do for a living?
Be a pilot. No, first I'd be a stuntman. First I'd be a stuntman, and then I would do what I'm doing now. I love it. Be a pilot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, Billy at one time wanted to be the Indiana Jones stuntman at Disney World.
I still do, actually.
Pretty sure you still do. Okay.
When I just went to Disney with Katie and the kids, I found out one of my former athletes was one of the stuntmen
no
in the
way.
Show. And he walked out on stage and was like, everyone, this is Travis, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I coached him. I opened up my Facebook, sent him a text message. During the show, he messaged me back.
No way.
And he met us afterwards. Yeah. He was one of the bad guys. He wasn't Indiana Jones. He was like one of the bad guys.
At yeah. Morehead State?
Yeah, Morehead. Mm-hmm. Oh, Travis yeah. Lombardi. Look
we
him up.
We want Morehead.
That's what she said. There you
so go. Billy coached at Morehead State University, and that was the cheer.
That was the cheer.
And they had these, what were the things that clapped together that were like balloons?
I don't know. They were.
Let's balloons. Call them the clappers.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We all had the clap.
Everybody has a clap. So
at Morehead.
They were like balloons that you would make noise. You would yeah, cheer yeah, with yeah, them, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. But they just said Morehead down them. Like it was stacked, M-O-R, you know, Morehead. And yeah. we just kept like putting them up to our faces.
Yeah. To be fair, they were the number one cheerleading school in the United States.
World.
In the world.
At the time, they had the most collegiate national championships.
And Billy was their coach. Yeah. And so we had no problem saying that we want Morehead.
Okay. Next question.
I don't like how you said that. Okay. I would like that to have not
Pedro's
happened.
Left. Okay. He's gone. He left.
What were you afraid of as a child?
Dying alone.
Stop it.
That took a turn.
Afraid of as a child? I don't think I was. Spiders. I still to this day, I don't like spiders. But like, afraid?
You're allowed to just be afraid of spiders.
I fear no man.
Oh my God. You're so Joseph. What would your 10-year-old self say to you right now?
Ugh.
We hate 10-year-olds.
My 10-year-old self knowing right now.
What would you say to your 10-year-old self? Would you looking at a picture of yourself at 10?
Is the 10-year-old self telling me or I'm telling the 10-year-old self?
You're telling the 10-year-old 10-year-old self something that you want your 10-year-old self to know. Like,
don't go to college.
What?
Oh my God, yeah.
Why?
Go, there are.
You went to like four.
Three.
Three, whatever. I was three. One well, off.
I didn't go to like, it wasn't all my undergrad. We were so pre-programmed that college was the only thing to do. You have to go to college. And the world has turned out to be that like college is overrated. All you do is get a piece of paper for the opportunity to get a job. You're not guaranteed a good job. There's so many other ways to make a successful, happy life that doesn't involve going into $100,000 worth of debt.
Facts.
But you also got two out of those three colleges for free.
I understand that. And so I was in three colleges for 13 years. I got an undergrad degree, a master's degree, and like six credits shy of a second master's degree. And I used zero of them. So I could have spent 13 years learning a trade or another job. I'm not talking about like, I'm talking like literally like there are so many other types of professions out there that don't involve a 4-year college. And I could have been a freaking, if someone told me to be a pilot at 18, by this time, I'd be retired and a multimillionaire.
It's true. You do listen to people pretty well. That is true.
Anyway, I would have found out because I went to school for education because mom said you'd be a great teacher. I never want to be a teacher.
Billy, you would have been a great teacher.
I would have been a great anything.
You're annoying.
Oh, yeah. He said I would have been a great anything.
But that's true.
I don't look back on my time and be like, oh, hey, I met a lot of great people, did a lot of great things. I learned a lot. But like, college isn't the only option.
That's true.
That's what I would tell myself. I'll accept that answer. What, having said that, at 10, what did you want to be when you grew up?
A stuntman.
Yeah. Okay. We already said that. I understand.
That was a really good question you had.
What does Victoria do now that still drives you totally crazy?
What
about her drives you crazy? Not an annoying habit. What does she do that drives you crazy? Want me to say it again?
Do you have an answer?
Drives me crazy.
I'm perfect.
So I appreciate it, but it also drives me crazy that she calls me on my bullshit.
Oh, yeah. That's annoying.
It is really annoying.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Now,
hold on, wait, there's other boring stuff. Oh, that you don't eat meat. Grow up. Grow up.
I don't think that's an age thing.
Grow up.
I don't think once you hit a certain age, you start eating meat.
Eat a burger.
A salmon burger.
She was with me a couple weeks ago in Louisville, and like we ordered food, and I thought it was like a fake thing. Like she just like she'll eat meat with us, and no, she didn't eat meat.
A fake thing.
Yeah, it's a fake thing here. She doesn't like to eat meat in Springfield.
Katie was like, no, she doesn't eat meat, and I was like, she'll be fine. And like we were ordering food, she was like, no, I don't eat meat. I was like, oh, that's real.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Wait,
so his refrigerator had like four things in it, and it was like turkey, deli meat, yogurt. I don't eat dairy either. Cheese.
Grow up.
And like slices of salami or like some sort of other meat, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was like, have whatever you want.
So then Victoria went out and spent $150 on potato chips or like
on trash.
Or, yeah, like corn chips, Dots pretzels. Yeah. I walked in from work that day and our island was covered with bags of bagged food.
It was chips and salsa mainly.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
some other That's fun like things. Her
favorite thing, chips and salsa.
Yeah. So first answer is call me my bullshit. Second answer is that you don't eat meat.
Right. All right. Well, what do I do that totally drives you crazy and nuts?
You're just you
just me.
Just it's the essence of you. It's the essence of you. So the number one thing, if we're being honest, if we're being truthful, if we're letting it all out.
Well, the world is gonna hear this.
The whole world.
The number one thing that really pisses me off about you is that you don't give a flying shit about the Eagles. And you live in the mecca of Eagledom. And Eagledom? Like literally you would rather sing songs about the rainbow than watch an Eagles game.
Wait a second.
And no, you wait a second. And the fact that we'll text you on Eagles game day and you'll be at a damn Renaissance fair dressed like elves, grow up. You live in Philadelphia, be an Eagles fan. Yes. Oh, I felt so good to say.
He gets so angry.
But you say that every week.
Oh my God. And like now it's just funny because I make comments in our group then. But like when I'm texting it, I'm like mean.
I know.
I'm mad. I'm like, teach your children. They're going to get made fun of because they're not Eagles fans.
No, they're wearing, every single one of them is wearing an Eagles sweatshirt right now.
Because you made them put it on because I'm here. If I wasn't here, they wouldn't be wearing it. Facts. Stop the cap.
No, don't. No.
You have the Riz.
Do not I do stop have talking.
The Riz. And the clap.
Ew, no, it's called. I don't have the clap. I got the clap. No, I don't have the clap.
Well, listen, I wore my Eagles sweatshirt today, my Eagles vest, and Billy saw me and immediately said, take that off.
Yeah.
You do not deserve to wear that outfit.
You walked in the Springfield Diner looking like someone who knows three players on the Eagles team. I was like, you can't wear that.
You know three players.
Now, stop. You need to name me three players on offense, three players on defense. Only three.
Donovan McNabb.
Yep. Doesn't play anymore.
Wentz.
Doesn't play anymore. He's on the Chiefs. He's on the Chiefs.
Jason Hurts. Jason Hurts.
Were you thinking Kelsey?
Oh, Jason Kelsey.
No. Retired.
Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so there's one.
Jalen Hurts.
Brown.
Is it a color? Is it a color?
Saquon Barkley.
Literally, Pedro got up and he just left. He just wrote Victoria a note and it's over.
Saquon Barkley.
Yep. Right straight from Cal.
Brown. What's Brown's first name?
How do you know? He's the best wide receiver in the NFL. Yep. How do you not know his name?
Name me one Renaissance person.
Anyone from Lord of the Rings? Gollum?
Okay, well.
Legolas?
That was fun.
Legolas was the elf, played by Orlando Bloom, who had sex with his
maid. No, okay.
He did. It's in the news. Go.
That's all I know. I know Jason Kelsey.
I can't believe you just said Saquon Barkley.
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon.
I couldn't stop laughing to help you. I was done after Saquon's birthday.
She said Sequoia Barkley. My God. It's embarrassing.
Wentz isn't on the team, is he?
He's on the Chiefs. He's on the Chiefs. He's the backup to
Donovan McNabb.
Retired and fighting a DUI charge.
Well, I understand that annoys you, and I sometimes lean into it because it's very fun to see you riled up.
This is where you grew up. Like you could name me the last 12 Best Actress Awards from the Tonys.
I sure could.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't do that. Do you know the coach's name?
Nick Sirianni.
Okay.
Nick Sirianni.
Golf clap.
That's great. Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
Also the boy from Elf. They look the same.
They do look. True. I saw a dog today.
Stop it.
Okay, moving on. Next question. Oh, I failed. God. You failed as a person. What's the guilty pleasure TV show that you like to watch?
Guilty pleasure, like I'm not supposed to like it?
Or just, yeah, like, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I don't miss an episode of Expedition Unknown.
Expedition Unknown?
On the Discovery Channel with Josh Gates. Yeah.
He's the Discovery Channel guy.
Katie, he's doing a tour of the country, and he came to Louisville, and we went and saw him live. He was so cool.
Who was the picture autograph that I got you 1 year for Christmas? A Discovery Channel, British.
Yeah, David Attenborough.
He does
all the voiceovers. Oh yeah, I
sent away for his autograph.
Yeah, I have it. It's awesome, David Attenborough. He's great.
The kids used to watch that all the time, like any like bird or cat.
Yeah, like
documentary
life,
that. He, yeah,
planet
yeah, yeah.
Earth, all that stuff. Yeah.
Are you just naming animals?
Bird, cat, dog, things he does.
Very good.
His voice is great. Who was your celebrity doppelganger?
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. He looks like Vin Diesel.
I mean, I have a...
Why are you both looking at me?
I have an overgrown beard right now, but yeah, people say Vin Diesel all the time.
Yeah, people would say that. If we took a sibling trip with no parents and no kids...
That'd be weird.
Where would we go, the three of us?
I don't know, New York to see a Broadway show? Like, that'd be the most boring thing ever.
Then why would we go there? If you think that's the most boring thing ever, why would we go? Number one, you don't think that. You love New York seeing Broadway shows.
No, I don't.
Number two.
It can't be anything athletic. You'd hurt yourself.
No. I am so strong.
Like if we went skiing, you would hurt yourself.
You wouldn't want to go skiing with us.
I love skiing. No, I wouldn't want to go skiing with you.
That's what I said. Pick something that you would like to go on a trip with us.
Probably an all-inclusive resort in the... Eastern Caribbean.
Do you know what habit that I don't like about you?
What?
I didn't even get to that question.
No, we're sticking to the questions.
The question that I don't like about you is you don't listen.
I listened to what you said. I just turned it around. Oh my God. I would probably own a beach somewhere in an all-inclusive resort that we've never been to. So I'm going to go Cabo.
Okay, fine. I would love to go to Cabo with you and all of the other couples that go to Cabo.
I'm busy.
She said, I'm busy. She's cooking a vegan chicken.
Okay. What was our favorite family vacation and why that you can remember?
Because we were allowed to, we were with our cousins. We were allowed to do new things. Like I showered by myself for the first time. Like that was fun. It was great.
We were allowed to do new things yeah. Like shower by ourselves.
Yeah, because like the older cousins were there. Do you not know that story? One time we were at 17th Street, I think, or 17th Street. And I was waiting and like mom had to go like start the water and she had to like make sure I didn't drown in a shower. I don't know how that happened. And she was, of course, you know, mom talks to whenever. And I got mad. I was waiting and I just went down there and I showered for myself for the first time and mom was still talking. I came out because it was way in the back. Came and showered and she was like, what'd you do? I was like, I showered because you talked too long. And that was the first time.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
I love that that's the first memory that you, because I got to shower by myself down the shore. So yeah. I love the shore.
And yeah. Shawnee. I mean, I did a lot of stuff I should have done in Shawnee.
That wasn't the question.
We don't have time for that. Yeah,
okay. That's a different podcast. Okay. How did you feel when Victoria was born?
I don't remember. Probably a lot better than when you were born.
It's valid. Shoot, he was six.
You don't have any memories when you're six?
No.
Your nose is running.
I know, because I'm laughing.
And are you allergic to happiness?
If you listen to our podcast, you would know that when I laugh, my nose runs.
And when you drink, you get stuffy.
Yes. Okay, then you do know. What is the most mischievous thing we did together growing up?
These are weird.
Mischievous? I don't think we did mischievous things.
No, you did. We didn't.
The most mischievous thing we did was when I jumped off the roof through a burning table.
Yes.
And you had 911 on speed dial and Victoria was like recording.
Victoria had 911 on speed dial. I was recording you jump off the garage door into a fire table. Yeah.
That's when I wanted to be a pro wrestler.
Yeah, I would say that's up there with mischievous things that we've done.
We didn't lie, cheat, or steal. Like, we didn't do any of that stuff.
No, not until we were older.
Yeah, yeah. Me jumping through a burning table off of a roof.
Okay, last one. By the way, I didn't count these questions. I don't know if there's 20. I don't know if there's 18. I don't know if there's 27.
Felt like 100.
Okay.
The world who's listening will count.
Do you recall a moment where you ever felt particularly proud of either of us?
Particularly
proud.
So Victoria, I was proud when she was doing her graduation cabaret.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was really awesome when she sang that particular.
She did good singing. She was good.
Wait, I was proud of you too that day.
That wasn't a question.
Okay. Oh, I also get really annoyed when you have to be involved in everything. When like people are somewhere having a conversation and you're like, well, what did you say? Oh, me too. Like you can't just be like, oh, I'm not in that conversation. Like that one.
No, I can't.
Yeah. Carly, I was really proud when you got that tour and you went on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really cool when I saw you do the tour.
When you did good you tours. Tours.
Yeah.
No, that's all. Just one for her. One for her. Do you want to know when I'm proud of you?
I'll still listen like to old school YouTube videos of you two. I'll let Carly or Josie and Billy listen to it.
He'll randomly text me that too.
Oh.
That's nice.
She said, oh, that's nice. Yeah, that was a good one, Victoria. Oh my God. Now there's both nostrils are gushing.
Oh my God. I don't get texts like that. Sorry. Anything other than what are you wearing in an elf costume today?
No, that's Andrew.
Oh God. Okay. Our turn.
Our turn.
Yeah. Victoria, when in our life.
You haven't let me speak yet. I get to say something.
When have you been particularly proud of Billy? I'll tell you.
Okay.
Tell Victoria what she's thinking.
I was particularly proud of you.
Stop. Say particularly right.
I am partial to the times when Billy continues to change careers and still be the best at everything he does.
And yet you made fun of him when he said whatever he would have majored in, he would have been a success.
Because it's true. Not only is the prodigal son we make fun of him for, but everything he touches works out, goes to gold. He says, I want to be a cheerleader. He was the best cheerleader. I want to be a police officer. He was an amazing police officer. I want to be a pilot. He's about to be good at that.
Wow. That's good. I'm glad I'm almost a good pilot, so at least I keep it in the air.
But he has no problem with being like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to change, and I'm going to be great at it, and I'm very proud of you for that because that's very hard to do, and I wouldn't do it. So,
thank you.
Yeah, congrats on your life. Yeah. Your time.
Thank you. First of all, thank you so much. Second of all, I'm proud every time you bust out into song for all of the Disney, especially Belle songs that you know, and you do not care. Like there is a
look at this stuff.
There you go.
Isn't it?
Me? There we go.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
With vibrato.
Wouldn't you think I'm the girl? The girl who has everything.
Oh, he took it up.
He did.
Key change. No, it's more so I'm proud every time that you are willing to put yourself out there, not just like because you give no Fs because you don't, and like sometimes that's annoying, but it's mainly to help, like when you do it, and I can't think of a specific time right now, but you're going to know what I'm talking about when you will make yourself look more ridiculous to make somebody else feel better.
Yeah.
Which you don't do for us. But you do it all the time.
For others.
It makes me proud that that's my brother, that he will, you know, he'll help anybody make them feel better.
Yeah. I'm secure. I don't mind looking like an idiot to make someone else laugh or feel good.
I like how you said it.
Can you get her a goddamn tissue, please?
She's using her eagle sleeve.
She's basically knuckling up her nose.
Because
oh my God, look at the booger. Look at the booger. It's right there.
Billy.
People want to hear this. Don't edit it. Just click send. Just click send.
Well, that's our show today.
It's still there.
Okay.
There's a bat in the cave.
Boy is still a boy, no matter what age he is. And so your real tip and your real stop touching my mixer.
Sorry.
Your real tip and your real extra tip today is to take the time especially around the holidays when your family is around and you've got these, you know, special times to do these 20 questions, if not these, because some of them were weird. Any 20 questions and have some fun as well. So we hope you enjoyed all of this. We certainly did. And happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah. AJ Brown's going to score 2 touchdowns today. Go Birds. Yep.
Along with that.
Yeah. So will Saquon Barkley.
Sequoia Berkeley, actually. It's Sequoia Berkeley.
I'm pretty sure she said something birthday. Yeah. Per usual. Remember.
Too fit to be real.
No.
Remember,
you are always fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
Go Birds. What did you want me to say? You poured it to me like I was supposed to say something.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Like, so don't do that.
Talk normal. You don't lean into it. Just talk normal.
No, lean into it. You're too far away.
She said don't lean into it. You said lean into
He's
it.
He's way too far away.
Do I split the difference like
yes.
this?
Yes.
Split the difference.
That's not comfortable.
Push it forward.
I like it better when I call in. I can literally be driving the car, laying in bed.
Yes, but it sounds...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Nope.
Cool.
How's that?
I don't know.
That sounds pretty good. I've been practicing for years.
Talk now. No, actually talk.
I'm going to punch
you. 2 minutes and 2 hours and 24 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I'm dreaming.
Okay. Billy, stop it.
Ready? Let's do this.
I don't know what we're talking about either.
Just ready?
Out there. Okay, ready?
I don't know what to say. You pointed at me like we had trained something for me to say.
I thought you were going to sing Defying Gravity.
What? Why?
Because you had just sung it 2 seconds ago.
She looked at me like she was Elphaba. She was doing the thing with the finger thing, and I didn't know what to say.
Don't say I was doing the thing with the finger thing.
It's okay. She has the clap.
It's only one pill, 15 days. It's not that bad.